enjoyed listening to Martin and Mary playing for us, it would also be good to get to know the people behind the music. So Martin and Mary, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Martin Crossan. I live in Milford, County Donegal. I'm a musician and I play Illan pipes, low whistle and guitar. I keep myself busy teaching music, playing gigs and making instruments. And my wife Mary here is a musician as well.
Yeah, I'm from Clawdy originally in County Derry, and I moved to Donegal in 2001 to study Irish traditional music. I'm still in Donegal and we have three children, Grace, Lauren and Nadia.
You've both been playing music for a number of years. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Yeah, it was from my dad initially. He plays the tin whistle, and I've memories of him playing this tune, the Belfast Hornpipe, with these really impressive triplet runs in the third part of the tune. So he gave me my first tin whistle lessons, and then I moved on to guitar and Illan pipes. Now, fortunately, there's a wealth of great musicians and Illan pipers along the Falls Road where I grew up, and they all would have inspired me as well.
I've always enjoyed music, but it wasn't until I finished school that I pursued this interest. My main instrument is my voice, and when I was on the traditional music course in Falkara, my friend loaned me a harp and she taught me a few tunes to get me started. There wasn't many harpers in Donegal, so I went to different residential workshops throughout Ireland and Edinburgh. And I think the pipes and the whistle and the harp together make a great Irish sound, and they really complement each other. So myself and Martin perform at various different concerts and weddings and book launches.
Well, I think it's clear that music is very important for both of you, although neither of you would say that it is the most important thing in your lives. You would both say that that is your Christian faith. Could you tell us a little bit about how you became Christians?
Well, I moved to Donegal to study music and to meet other musicians. I was living a great life in a beautiful part of the country, and I just managed to win the All-Ireland on the pipes. But there was always this emptiness spiritually, and the spiritual side of my life is something I've always been conscious of. I'd started reading the Bible for myself, and I suppose I wanted to prove if it was a collection of contradictions or not. And one day I remember saying, God, if you're real, then you can show yourself to me in some way. And a day later, I was walking home just past Cololt Bay in Gortahorca. And I was just overcome with a sense of the beauty of creation and this overwhelming presence of God, and that he was taking a personal interest in me. And after that, I couldn't get enough of reading the Bible. And for the first time, I was feeling that spiritual hunger being filled. So ultimately, I came to a realization that Jesus' death was a rescue plan from the effects of sin in general and my own sins personally. It's a rescue that crosses cultural divides. I've seen that, and it's a message that's for all nations, all tribes and all languages.
Growing up, I had a good knowledge of the Bible and familiar with all the stories within it. But in my mid-20s, I asked big questions about what life's all about and is God really out there? And just looking at the beauty and complexity of nature, it confirmed to me that God really is the creator of all things. And I started to read his word, the Bible. Myself and Martin became Christians around the same time. And he just showed me that he is a loving father, and he wants a personal relationship with me. And I realised for the first time that eternal life is a free gift from him, and it can't be earned by my efforts and lost by my mistakes. So, which really makes Christianity stand out. God provides us with all we need to enjoy his love by giving Jesus his son and punishing him instead of me for all the wrong that I have done. So I'm thankful to be part of this God's amazing work of salvation. And this free gift is offered to everyone, no matter what your past or background is. He cares, and he can be found by those who truly seek him in their lives.
The Bible teaches that Christianity is to affect every single area of our lives. How does your Christian faith affect the way you approach your music?
Well, music was where I previously found my identity, and I could easily while away the hours practicing and listening to my musical heroes. But now as a Christian, I've my identity in something of eternal value and the promise of a life to come without the influence of sin. And yeah, I often wonder what kind of music that future holds.
For me, I recognise God is good and he gives us good things to enjoy. And one of those things is music. And he has given me the gift of singing and playing harp. And by doing this, I can give the glory to God.
Mary, outside of music, are there other ways in which your trust in Jesus affects your day-to-day life?
Being a Christian has brought a great sense of relief and peace and assurance. I'm no longer anxious when life twists and bends around difficult circumstances. I know God is in control and trust him completely to guide me through those circumstances.
You both love performing and sharing your passion for music with other people, but even more than that, you both love sharing your passion for Jesus Christ. Martin, is there anything else that you would like to say to anyone who's listening, who is interested in finding out more?
Well, I'm all too aware that much of what passes for Christianity has left negative impressions on people, and it's a challenge to share the real message of Christ's salvation with others. But like anything of value, there's always be worthless counterfeits. So I would challenge other people to only inform themselves about God from his word, the Bible.
Mary and Martin, thank you for sharing your story with us. If anyone listening would like to find out more about what the Bible teaches about Jesus, you can visit the website for Martin and Mary's church. That's milfordrpc.org.